Back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Just a couple blocks from us, we're at the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel in downtown Grand Rapids, one of the great hotels in America. Our flagship station, 96.1 The Game, is just a few blocks away, and Superfly has produced a great broadcast. Man, what a launch. Our partnership with the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police. Just the sincere passion and kindness that you are hearing and feeling and seeing from these leaders. And that trickles down to these law enforcement destinations, agencies, Department of Public Safety, police departments. There's a lot of different titles out there. But what I sense is that when you talk about these police chiefs, they want a message that's legit, not spread as propaganda or misinformation, about what men and women do, what they mean to cities, to counties, if you're a state trooper. And you don't hear that in the media. So what we did in a partnership that is launching today with the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police is every Wednesday we will deliver the stories at the end of every broadcast about something good happening and law enforcement in the state of Michigan, and also continue to let you know when there are job openings. And currently, 4,000 positions are open for police officers in the state of Michigan. 4,000. So anybody out there talking about the job market, anybody saying, I don't know where I want to turn to, if you want a career, because I'm looking at these numbers, and we're going to talk to Ron Wiles in a moment, who's the deputy director of the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police. Every police chief I've talked to today, 26 years for Ron with the Grand Blanc Township Police, 6 years as chief of police. That's 26 years, 34 years. Bob Stevens, you go down the list, 37 years. If this was such a horrific profession, these people wouldn't be putting the time in. And what's happened is that some of the people who have just entered, who are 8, 10 years in, or getting close to that first retirement number, they're getting out because of the perception of being a police officer in the state of Michigan and across America. I'm not here to change your perception. What I will do with the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police is I will tell you the real stories of law enforcement. I will tell you about the true heart and hearts of men and women who put their lives on the line every single day. And that's a fact. You know, we just heard Johnny Brand Sr. From All the Brand Steakhouse and Grills. And the one thing that we've always talked about on air, off air, hey, how many people go to work every day and you don't know if you're coming home? And that includes a chief of police who may be called out to a horrific ongoing situation. Okay? They don't just sit back in a car and check in, because they're police officers at the core. So this is not telling you how you have to feel. But I know for a fact that a massive majority of all of you listening, you understand and respect what police officers do. I'm telling you. It's like what I said about the Saginaw situation with the hoax at the high school. They trained. They responded. I don't care if it's a hoax or if it was, prank caller. They were prepared to go in, not knowing if they're coming out. People go one way, police go the other. Firefighters do the same thing, EMTs. Our military does it when we're in conflict. 9/11 showed us what being a first responder is all about and the pain and grief they still deal with today. So I look forward to our partnership, and I do want to welcome in our guest, before my speech just ends the show, and all of a sudden Ron's like, wait a minute, I'm the police chief, Bill, that's a great speech, but damn it, I didn't get any airtime. But I went, Ron Wiles, like I said, 6 years as the chief of police in Grand Blanc Township. He joins us in a moment. We'll also hear from John Smith with Great Lakes Segway, and we'll begin with you, Chief Wiles. Tell me about your commitment to not only Grand Blanc, the Genesee County area, the east side of the state, but to law enforcement.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you. I don't know if I could have said it any better, so take all the time you need. We appreciate
I'm looking. It's like I'm hearing the music. We're done. But for you, with Grand Blanc and the message that you send down every day to the men and women in your department, what is that?
Yeah, so it's 26 years I served the residents of Grand Blanc Township in Genesee County, and the last 6 years of my career as chief of police, and greatest job in the world. You ask me if I'd do it again, I would do it again. It was that good. What kind of job can you have where each and every day you can go out and make a positive impact in the community that you serve, and in my case, where I live? It was just tremendous. I've had the honor of working alongside some tremendous police officers across in my career. Just selfless people who all they want to do is help. They want to make a positive difference in people's lives, and they do that each and every day.
And I think men and women in law enforcement hearing the great stories, understanding that the public appreciates what they do, will help law enforcement in terms of retention and also new men and women joining police departments.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, recruitment retention has been a huge challenge for law enforcement these last couple years. But it's time that law enforcement stood up and kind of, you know, made our voice known.
Amen.
We've listened, and we needed to listen. We needed to get better in some areas, and we're working on doing that. But we also need to get our message out, and why being law enforcement, why being involved in a police department is important in your community and the positive impact you can make.
Amen. Chief Ron Wiles, 26 years in the Grand Blanc Township Police Department, 6 years as chief of police. For our listeners on Sports Extra 1330 and Flint, he's deputy director of the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police. And he handles their accreditation program. He's their director. And there's training. And there's getting better every day. And there's new ways of dealing with things. And that's what they do on a daily basis. Also, I want to welcome in John Smith from the Great Lakes Segway Company. And you see the Segways with police officers in certain metropolitan areas or towns where they use a Segway. And they kind of are there as a presence and also dealing with people. It's an easy way to get in and out and around. And John, tell me about the Segway connection to law enforcement.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us as well. And, you know, again, an honor to be in this conversation. And I think one of the biggest things is supporting those who support our community. And definitely, you know, we respect and see great, genuine people here at the Michigan Chief of Police Conference, and we know throughout the country. And we're honored to support them and what they do. And so we offer products, Segways, electric bikes, and trikes that allow them to be involved in community policing programs.
Oh, yeah. John, and I'll catch up with you later. We're running out of time. My monologue was a little long. Well, John from Great Lakes Segway, we will talk soon. Thank you, Chief Wiles. Thank you, Tim Wheeler, everybody here at the Amway Grand Plaza Superfly back at 96.1 The Game. We'll talk tomorrow at 3 on the Huge Radio Network.
Big. Bad. Huge.